Now, Nikki, you referred to the phenomenon that was revealed in your book, whereby there appeared to have been payments made for material published on the Whale Oil blog. To what extent do you think commercial pressures such as that are influencing freedom of expression, freedom of speech, and in particular, freedom of the media?
I think that what I was writing about was all about freedom of speech and freedom of the media, because what it's really about is, we think of politics, we think of political parties as their primary activity is promoting themselves, putting their faces out there, kissing enough babies, having enough policies. But what actually a huge amount of the effort goes into trying to close down their opponents. This is not new, and this is not new to my book. This is what public relations companies often do in their campaigns and other kinds of dirty politics. But the heart of a certain kind of politics is that if you can discourage, distract, demoralise, demonise, delegitimise your opponents, then politics is so much easier for your side. And that's what, essentially, that's what my book is about. It's the book about how, at a political level, there were attacks, there were orchestrated attacks seeming to come from nowhere, being fed out to journalists who felt glad to have an easy story and weren't really being critical enough about whose interests were at work there. But the main part which was bad about it was that from the smallest little person who thought that they would put a comment on a blog through to people who were speaking up and using their freedom of speech to talk about issues that they cared about, to scientists, to academics, to public servants, actually you get a list which runs into hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who have been bashed, as they would call it, or battered, or have some dirt dug on them. I mean, it's really East Germany. It's not what we think should be going on here.
So let's talk about the digging of the dirt then. Did your book not do precisely that? Your source, by leaking the material to you, do precisely that which your book has sought to counter?
No, no, no. No,
why not?
No, no. Superficially, no. Superficially, we were both releasing information. That's the similarity ends there. Because, first of all, just in my own style, I don't believe in denigrating people. I actually believe in trying to understand even the people I'm criticising, and I believe in being fair to them. And if there's a kind of like the defining character of the kind of attacks which I have been able to document, is that they're not trying to be fair. Their purpose is not fairness. Their purpose is not even debate. Their purpose is to shut up other people or to close down other people who get in the way of your party's agendas or your company's agendas. So I was exercising a freedom of speech. I was trying to inform the public, which is actually bears no relation to activities which are designed to try to close down whole sectors of society, of people who speak up for the public interest or who are interested in things or happen to have different political views. So, I mean, this is the heart of freedom, of what freedom of speech is about.
Nikki, what was the motivation of your source in releasing the material?
Can I tell you a slightly long story on this? Because it wasn't one. Because the first thing you do when you get a a source is you have to figure out their motives. I was saying to some people last night, I got leaked this amazing memory stick of information a year and a half ago, but it was anonymous. It arrived anonymously. It was on intelligence, and I still haven't used it because I don't know who's playing the game.
Got to ask.
Got to ask, but I can't. I'd rather not spoil the story at the moment for the sake of a question.
There's a guy with sunglasses at the back.
So the way this book actually came about was that I had been thinking, I always have various things where my antennas are slightly tuned to see, and I'd been thinking about whale oil, and I'd been thinking about the scale of negative politics going on, which seemed to be happening like the weather rather than being able to identify where it was coming from. And I heard through the geeky IT kind of information security networks which I frequent because it's often useful for hearing things, that someone was claiming to have hacked Cameron Slater and have his information. And actually it was known that he had been, people will know the story, January this year, Cameron Slater, the whale oil blogger, had done one of his hundreds of gratuitous attacks on someone he didn't even know or care about, being the young man who died on the West Coast and did the world a favour, which caused a very angry public reaction. And at that stage, some people did a denial of service attack where they knocked down this computer. And it turned out that one of the people who had been involved in that, or in some way as a consequence of that, someone had got a bundle of the information. And so I found this guy, I approached him, because I'd heard his name, and I asked him what he had, and we had a private talk about it. And his plan was to tweet out everything he had to the world in one great big blast. And I said to him, I've been thinking about this issue. Would you please let me, would you trust me and let me use the information to try to make it into something of more lasting, bigger value? And he wasn't sure for a while because he already had this idea in his head of, head of what he was going to do. So we talked about it over 2 or 3 weeks, meeting in parks and other obscure places. Because you have to, because if you're going to protect the source, you have to protect them from the beginning, not later. So you have to, you know, do it quietly. And eventually he agreed to it, bless him. I know him well now, and I trust him. And his motives were, whale oil's a bastard and we'll do him over, roughly speaking.
So does that not bring us back to the point that it really is a personal attack? And whilst...
That denial of service attack was an angry reaction from some people who in their world had the ability to get at him. And then when his website was knocked over, it was, this is new information, everybody. The big boasty person who claimed to know all about these things actually had a really insecure system, and somebody just had their 25 minutes in the supermarket where they could put everything in that they possibly could. And that's what they'd ended up with. But I don't think they'd even planned it.
Mm.
But the reason they attacked it was because they thought he was a prick, sort of. But it wasn't...
Okay, well, yeah. we'll leave that point there.
Yeah.
I have no further comment on that point.